This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison, the dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let's be honest, haven't we all reached that point where our phones feel like they have a gravitational pull? It's like, you know that feeling when you're trying to focus on something important, but suddenly BAM. You find yourself scrolling through endless TikToks or getting sucked into the black hole of Instagram. Trust me, I've been there. A million times over. But here's the good news. We can totally reclaim our mental space and create a haven from these digital distractions. It's about building a safe space where we can recharge, think clearly, and actually enjoy life offline. So today, we're diving deep into the strategies for carving out that sacred digital detox zone. Get ready to feel empowered and inspired. Because let me tell you, it's totally possible to break free from the constant buzz and reclaim your peace of mind. First things first, awareness is key. Have you ever noticed how those little notifications light up on your screen and instantly grab your attention? It's like a siren song luring you back into the digital world. The thing is, our brains are wired for instant gratification, and those pings are designed to trigger that dopamine rush, the feel-good chemical that makes us crave more. So the first step is acknowledging this pattern. Next up, set clear boundaries. Think of it like creating a digital curfew for yourself. Maybe you decide no phones at the dinner table or during your evening wind-down routine. You know what I'm talking about, that sacred hour before bed when you want to relax and actually get some sleep. Put those devices on airplane mode. It might feel weird at first, but trust me, your mind will thank you. Now, let's talk about the power of mindfulness. Ever heard of tech breaks? It's like giving your brain a mini vacation from all that digital stimulation. Take a few minutes each day to step away from your screens and engage in something that truly nourishes your soul. Go for a walk, read a book, have a conversation with someone you love, anything that helps you disconnect and reconnect with the present moment. Speaking of connection, let's talk about real-life interactions. Remember those? You know, face-to-face conversations, genuine laughter, and shared experiences. These are the things that truly enrich our lives. So make a conscious effort to spend quality time with loved ones without any screens in sight. And finally, don't forget to celebrate your successes. Every time you resist the urge to scroll or consciously choose a digital detox moment, give yourself a high five. You're taking control of your time and energy, and that deserves to be celebrated. Think about a time when you were really trying to focus on something important, maybe finishing a project, studying for an exam, or just having a meaningful conversation. Suddenly, your phone buzzed, pinged, or vibrated, demanding your attention. You felt the familiar tug towards the screen, and before you knew it, you were lost in a whirlwind of notifications, emails, and social media updates. Sound familiar? This is exactly what I mean by digital distractions creeping into our most important moments. It's like those pesky mosquitoes buzzing around your head, they just won't let you enjoy the peace. So how do we combat this? Imagine this. You're sitting down to work on a challenging project, but instead of reaching for your phone first, you set it aside in another room. You put on some calming music, light scented candle, whatever helps you create that focused atmosphere. Now, isn't that much more inviting? Let me recap the key takeaways for today. First, be aware of how those digital distractions hijack your attention. Second, set clear boundaries by establishing tech-free zones and times. Third, practice mindfulness to reconnect with the present moment and find joy in offline activities. Fourth, prioritize real-life connections over constant digital interaction. And finally, celebrate your successes every time you resist the urge to scroll. Give yourself a pat on the back. You are making progress. So there you have it. A blueprint for creating a safe space from those digital distractions and reclaiming your mental peace. Remember, this isn't about being anti-technology, it's about using technology intentionally and creating a balanced life that prioritizes both our well-being and our connections with the world around us. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for dealing with digital distractions? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with tips and insights for living a happier, more balanced life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.